This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. There are more than 747,000 recorded deaths globally from COVID-19. The United States accounts for approximately 166,000 of them. There are more than 20,500,000 infections globally, and together, the U.S., Brazil, and India account for more than half of them. U.S. Democrats in the White House were no closer to agreeing on a new emergency pandemic spending package Wednesday, as Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin traded blame with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi over failed negotiations. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration and Democratic leadership have for weeks been discussing a new round of emergency aid to workers and businesses hit hard by the coronavirus crisis, but have been unable to agree on how much to spend. New Zealand officials were scrambling to trace the source of an outbreak of the coronavirus, reporting 13 new cases Thursday, as long queues of people formed to escape a renewed lockdown in the country's biggest city and be tested. The discovery of four infected family members in Auckland 2 days ago shocked a country that had not recorded a case of COVID-19 for more than 3 months, raising some criticism of the government's handling of the crisis. New Zealand announced on Thursday that there were 13 new cases in the community, bringing the total number of active cases to 36. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, has swiftly reimposed tight movement restrictions in Auckland and social distancing measures across the rest of the country, echoing her early response to the pandemic, which was praised for its apparent effectiveness. Argentine President Alberto Fernandez announced that Argentina and Mexico will produce the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine for most of Latin America. An agreement signed between the British pharmaceutical company and a biotechnology company includes transfer of technology to initially produce 150 million doses of the vaccine. This is